8 after midday on this Friday lunchtime. Now, you know, Sandra, I'm not one to moan. You do know that, right?
I do realise that. I knew that all the way along.
I'm not one to moan, but you see, my thing said Sarah, and that was a little bit of a typo, and therefore I wasn't able to make the connection between Sandra Liddell, who we know, love, and have spoken to before, and this random Sarah that cropped up out of nowhere.
And do you know what is amazing, James? Yeah. What is absolutely amazing is last time you got my last name wrong, you called me Liddell, and you've actually called me Liddell this time.
See, it stuck in my mind,
So next time I come to see you,
we'll get it spot on.
I'm really looking forward.
We'll get it spot on. Great to see you again. I can't believe it's been a year.
I know. How could you go so long without seeing me, James? I just can't believe it.
Look at, you know, the trouble I have with the work people I work with. That's not true, of course. Great to see you. Now, what is this you brought me in?
I brought you a little pom-pom because I'm all into my little pom-pom making
The pom-pom making?
I am. I normally focus on my angels with petals, but at the moment my brain's saying, no, Sandra, you need to go back a little bit to childhood.
Absolutely.
So I play with pom-poms.
I'm going to get him out. Is it he or she?
Oh, it's a little he.
It's a he.
If you see, I even toughed up his hair for you.
Oh, look. Well, yeah. To match mine.
I did, absolutely. Yeah. And the eyes. I remembered you always had those beautiful big eyes, and that was what drew my attention to the eyes. And if you look at his little nose.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's like your little nose, though.
That's a very sweet little nose. It's like, what is that, a cable clip? No, what is that nose there?
Oh, come on, don't give away my little secrets, James.
I just wondered if you get a bit of 2.5 mil twin and earth in there.
It's a bead. I go to charity shops and I cut up necklaces and I use all the little odd bits I can possibly find.
You know, I'm always one to have mascots about the place. Can he be my latest mascot?
Absolutely. He'll look after you.
I'm going to put him up here. How about that?
Like I said last time, I think I could have probably made you one of my corks, but I can't remember.
I think it was one of your corks, yeah. Now, the reason you came in a year ago was to talk about facial palsy, and you were...
No, a year ago was the cavernoma. Remember, I had that in my brainstem.
That's right. Yeah, but it was related, wasn't it?
James, shall we swap places?
No, but
I really could take control of this programme this morning or this afternoon.
By all means, someone's got to at some point, I'm sure. But it was related, wasn't it?
From my bleed in the brain, yes, I had the facial palsy. And obviously, last time you see me, I did have the facial drop, whereas I went in last year and I've had the facial...
And you've had surgery since we spoke.
Facial reanimation.
I got that word out.
And do you believe, I have possibly got to say to you that when you get facial palsy, it can be caused by traumas or birth, or there's like about 50 different ways it can be caused, and one is neurological reasons. Now, if you remember, James, last year when I tried to get that out, however much I lifted my lip, I pulled my
chin,
I couldn't get it out, and I've just done it, James.
Well, see, this is the thing.
How proud.
This is why I don't think you are the same person.
Well, everyone say that I am different.
Yeah.
It has, I was never shy of who I was. I was really proud. Even when I had the surgery, I had the facial palsy, I kept my hair held high, and I was always proud of who I was. I would dye my hair, I would put the lipsticks on, and I would walk out with my head held high.
Good for you.
You know, this is why I wanted to come on the show today, because a lot of people that have such a great impact on, and, you know, I'm just one of the lucky ones who can do that, but a lot of people cannot move off their sofa.
Well, of course, because it affects the shape of your face. It affects the way your face works and moves. And that's obviously the first point of contact for many.
People will stare, won't they? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you're different. But I always would like, because in the beginning I couldn't smile, I couldn't do a lot of things. So you'd sort of have people really staring at you. And I would just say to my husband, well, they just can't get over how gorgeous I look. And if they kept staring, you sit there at the restaurant, you're eating away and you're dribble, 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 and you've got your serviette underneath you. Yeah. And, you know, you're trying to control it and they're looking and looking. So in the end I go... like this. And
hi!
Their little heads, they go down, and, you know. But, you know, I think... You know,
that takes a lot of mental strength to be of that character, though.
Well, my friend said to me, you know, you won't go out, you won't do this, you won't do that.
Yeah.
As far as I was aware at that time, I didn't know what my life was going to be, because my brain bleed, you know, took the quality of life, surgery, I still had to work. And, you know, where I am today, 4.5 years down the line, is a huge wear head. of where I was back then.
Yeah, yeah.
I was with the very much of the mindset, this is me, acceptance, because it is all about acceptance. You have to accept who you are. And at that point, that's who I was. And that's where I had to grow from.
Gotcha.
You know, people go, well, you must look back. You look back. I do look back. I see photos of myself. I'm proud of who I was and the life I had then. I'm absolutely so proud of myself now in how far I've got and the life I have ahead of me now.
You know, there's a lesson to be learned there. We often hear of people who, following breast reconstruction surgery after possibly breast cancer and that, they are very concerned about what the general public might think and they might see and make judgments and stare and all of that. It's very difficult to get out of that mindset, though, isn't it?
It is hard. And positivity, you know, I've always tried to keep that positive focus. Mm. But positivity is as hard as negativity. And to keep that focus. And we're all human. And I'm as human as anyone else. I mean, a few weeks ago, life had been hard on me. And I did. I had a lull. And I had to really work hard to get that positive back. But yeah. I do believe release, always release that negativity that's going through you. To come back into control of that positivity.
Yeah.
I always am on the Cavernoma, I always put keep that sparkle alight. And however hard life is, I always look to that light and I visualise something in there like a really loving heart or the birds, the sea, something. So however far down I'm feeling through what pressures in life or what's happening around, because we're always going to get at. I mean, you're lucky if you're always going to be in that bubble of positivity.
Were you taught this? Was it some kind of counselling? Or
no,
was it all inside you?
This was me. About when I was about 39, life became quite hard for me.
Right.
And to be honest with you, James, at that point, there was like two branches I went down. Do I walk over that cliff and just give up on life?
Mm.
Or do I find the goodness of what Sandra is there? And I decided very much, I was very much on the wobble. Do I go this way? Do I go that way? Because life was still being pretty cruel. So it's like you get your head up, then bang, it went back down again. And I decided to take the route where I literally crashed myself. I said to my friends, I love you to bits, but please can you stand back? Because I need to do this on my own. And I was like a banana with lots and lots of, you know, just peeling the banana down and peeling it. So with every skin of the banana was like so-and-so who got me down or whatever. And I hit myself to rock bottom. I crumbled. I was a mess.
You crashed.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But then I gradually built myself up and built myself up.
Like a reboot, literally like a computer reboot.
Absolutely.
You turn it off and turn it on.
Yeah, I did. And over that period of time, I went into Reiki. I'd done Reiki healing. Yeah. I had my own business and I'd done spiritual healing. And I just worked in that mindset, and I think that's why I'm here as strong minded today, because you know I literally did. And life hasn't been easy for me. You know, a year after my surgery my mum went ill, 2 years I then lost my mum, and you know, through the interim of that, you know, with people around me were not the kindest of people towards me. But because of that mindset, although, as I said to you, I still have the lows and I have to pick myself up, but I never go low, low. I go where my belief is releasing. So I really feel everything I need to release inside
me. So you're kind of in control of the lows.
Yes.
You can sense that they're there and then deal with them.
Absolutely.
Right? Just to recap, Cavernoma, a bleed on the brain, which led to facial palsy, which, for those who are unaware, this is where one side of the face, just literally, you have no control.
No,
you
it's paralysed. Yeah,
it's paralysed. One side of the face.
Yes.
And it creates a kind of a like a stroke.
Absolutely.
Like the symptoms of a stroke.
Yeah, and you get problems like with your eye. Like I had a lateral stitch and then I had the weight put in because I couldn't still close my eyelid down enough. So that was causing infections and problems.
Right.
Obviously eating, I used to make my family laugh. If we went out for a meal, they could have a starters, a main and a pudding.
Yeah.
I'd just go for the main and I'd still be chewing through by the time they'd finished.
Right, yeah.
What other effects does it have? I mean, obviously in your eating as well for swallowing and stuff, so you tend to go for the more smoother kind of...
And is surgery the only solution? Would it have never come back?
In my first incidents, what happened in October 2014, I did regain my face back within about 8 months. Yeah. My face did come back. The impact of this surgery, the damage was too great.
Too severe.
Okay. There was. I mean, I hung on because I was determined. Yeah. But it was, you know, it just didn't come back.
But, see, I wouldn't know. I would have known a year ago.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know now.
No. They've done an amazing job. And this is another reason why I've come on here today, is because if there's anyone sitting out there now listening to me and they feel very alone, they don't know the next step forward in what to do, go to their GP and make sure they get that referral, because that does lack in getting referred on.
And this is specifically for facial palsy?
Yes, for facial palsy.
Because I think your attitude probably covers the whole health spectrum. There are, I suspect, many, many people who are feeling alone, isolated, that they're different in some way.
Absolutely.
That they have and they can't go out. So to be able to establish your mindset would, I think, work across a whole broad range.
Yeah, I think you have to. But I said, like I said, I'm very, very lucky in having that. And I had been told I've been positive inside as well as out.
Yeah.
But for all those people who do struggle, you know, get that referral. There is some lovely, lovely consultants out there who are there to help you. There's therapies out there you can get. There's different kinds of surgeries that you can get as well. So you don't have to go for major. It might be just, a slight surgery. You might not need surgery. There's therapies. But you're speaking to somebody who can guide you and give you support. I mean, the team that I've been under, I cannot praise enough.
Wow.
They have never lost their patience with me.
No.
They've supported me. And as I said, guidance as well. And there's also the Facial Palsy UK support group as well, which, you know, they'll give you support. You can then see videos and different things on people with facial palsy and how they get through things. Obviously, they're like every charity, they're trying to work hard to get more. I forgot the word, James. How do you say the information to go on further? James, help me out here.
Well, I don't want to put, because I'm intrigued, I'm engrossed, I'm listening. Oh, we know what you mean anyway.
Your information, isn't it? To be able to hopefully get a cure. I can't think how ridiculous, Sandra Liddell. That's what I get for coming in here and telling you off, isn't it?
Well, there you go. Yeah. You're talking about where they will eventually, medical science will solve this.
Yeah, try and get as much.
Cure. You see, you knew the word all the time. I'm going to do something really brave here. Right. You're going to have to give me permission first.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to prove to you how good you look. You ready?
Okay.
A year ago, if I'd have done this,
right,
my phone has face detection.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, a year ago, and I'm not being disrespectful, a year ago it wouldn't have worked.
Right.
Because of what had happened.
Uh-huh.
You know, bear with me a minute. I'm really taking a bit of a punt here, but I'm pretty convinced that I will prove to you how good. Okay, I'm holding my phone up. Face detected. Focused. Face detected.
Wow.
In milliseconds. That's how good you look. How about that?
Thank you very much. Thank
you. That's how good you look. Always a pleasure to catch up with Sarah Liddell. That's what it says here. Sandra Liddell. And your advice, just as we say goodbye, get that referral.
Absolutely.
There is help out there.
There is.
There's some positivity to be gleaned. And like you...
And local groups. I go to a local group as well. Look for a local group, because you sit amongst people in your own condition.
Yeah.
And it is so much easier to be able to talk, to express yourself, because you're all in the same boat. So that's well worth, looking
worth
into
it.
That.
Come
but
back in a year's time with another pom-pom.
Get that referral.
Get the referral. Come
get
back in a year's time.
I will.
Another pom-pom. Thank you very much, Sandra.
Travel News.